On Thursday, Tampa Electric Company said it plans to ask the Public Service Commission later this summer for permission to raise the base rates for both TECO and Peoples Gas. If approved, it would be the first such increase for TECO in 16 years. Rick Marrero is a spokesman for Tampa Electric.
We've gotten to the point where the cost of building and operating and maintaining the infrastructure that we need to serve our customers has just increased substantially over the past 16 years for the electric company.
In your press release that was issued yesterday, you noted that, mentioning inflation has gone up nearly 50%, labor costs have gone up 77%, steel has gone up 72%, concrete 73%, all since 1992. I guess the question when one sees those statistics are, how come you didn't ask for a rate increase earlier?
Well, I tell you what, I think that the rate increase is something that was the last option and choice for us. So what we've been working on over the years is to try to operate our businesses, Mitch, as productive and efficiently as possible, and to hopefully mitigate as much of those cost increases, and we've been able to do that. But I just think we're at a time now where we're not able to do that anymore.
Now, interestingly enough, Rick Marrero, as we all know, fuel costs are going up. This is manifested at the gas station every day with plane tickets going up with fuel, jet fuel. Progress energy rates are going to go up later this year because of higher than expected fuel costs. Yet you're not plugging fuel costs into your equation right now in terms of this rate hike. Why not?
Yeah, Mitch, I think at this point, what we've projected our fuel costs to be is pretty much in line with what they are actually running. So at this point in time, we're okay from, you know, fuel cost standpoint, so that is not a factor in this particular request.
And for customers of TECO and Peoples, when will they see this rate hike? When will it actually be reflected on their bills?
Yeah, Mitch, we're anticipating about an eight-month process beginning sometime in August of 2008, and so that would put us at about May 2009 for new rates, if approved, to be effective.